Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. We got a full show for you today, and my microphone just fell apart. Uh-oh. That's not good. Well, we'll manage. You know, that's what happened. Last week we had Scuba Radio drunken Easter Bunny, or what the hell was he last week? I forget. Oh, what the heck was that, Bill? I don't even know.
I could not begin to tell you what it was,
yeah.
And I was more than excited that it was happening.
Yeah, he was dressed up as a big old Easter Bunny or something, and it was a mess. He left what we thought were chocolate eggs hidden all around the studio. That wasn't the case. But there's a few, you know, this, I don't know what happened to this microphone, but we'll...
It is broken. It's come apart.
We'll manage.
Okay.
Well, we've been doing this for 15 years. We're used to rolling with the punches, right?
That's what it's all about. It's all about rolling with the punches and or drinking rum punches.
True. True, but I don't know. We I think we had enough of that last week. We need this time to sober up and focus.
You are absolutely wrong.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Well, we have plenty of stuff to distract us regardless.
That is absolutely
coming
correct,
up
sir.
On today's big show. George Montero, he's a videographer, underwater videographer extraordinaire. He has a movie project in the works called Joanna and the Whale. We're going to find out all about that on the big show today.
It's actually about a very attractive 21-year-old woman who dates fat older men. And I think everyone's going to be interested.
Okay.
Lord knows I am.
Also, we're going to check in with Roz, a friend of ours from the UK, who is getting ready for the Rebreather Forum 3 that is happening in Orlando in May. We're going to connect via Skype with her.
Hello, I'm Roz, and I'm ready for the Rebreather.
That's pretty good. You sound just like her, and, well, you don't look like her. No, not even close.
What if I take off my
top? No, don't do that.
Yeah.
Then also,
you're saying she's not hairy-chested?
The R World Underwater Scholarship winner 2012, and I don't know. And that's not for me to...
Hi,
quit
Megan.
It!
I'm Roz.
No, Megan is, she's actually in Idaho, I believe, today. But she's the R World Underwater Scholarship winner and soon to be Scuba Radio correspondent as she gets to trek throughout the world and pursue her marine underwater scuba diving adventures as a R World Underwater Scholarship winner. And she's going to, you know, share with us some of her things. If nothing else, also our friends Peter and Galinda at Aquanauts Grenada, we're going to check in with them today because, we've had some interesting things going on over there this week. They're shooting a video with Mermaid Tony. I'll leave it at that.
Well, and, I'm going to make sure my subscription's up to date.
Well, you'll have to tune in and find out what that is all about a little bit later on. But first, let's take care of
$14.95 for a whole month, you know.
Shush, just stop. Barry is on the line, our Scuba Radio super fan in South Florida. Now, you know, in between his diving exploits, he is keeping himself in top physical shape for his diving adventures. And some of that, he actually uses it for a good cause. Next weekend, what's going on, Barry? What is it?
I'm riding in, for me, the eighth year, the MS-150 bike tour. 150-mile bike ride from Miami down to Key Largo, sleep overnight, and then ride back.
Well, obviously, he's insane, and that's why we're sponsoring him. And Scuba Radio is an official sponsor of Barry's Bike Ride to benefit the Multiple Sclerosis Society, right? And it's a great cause. And we've been doing this for a few years, and we encourage every diver to jump on board. And by the way, Barry, where
do not. No. The bicycle is not meant for as many divers as possible to jump on board. That is going to be dangerous for everyone, and Barry will probably get injured.
No,
Barry's fine by himself on the bike.
He's been training.
He's not been training for people to jump on the bike.
No, but there are plenty of riders out there. You can always join in.
Yes. If you take them out, then Barry gets ahead and he wins. No, it doesn't work like that, I don't think. But you can sponsor
Barry's. I don't
Barry's,
think it's a race.
Bike ride. And how? What website can we send them to, Barry? Is there a link or someplace we can send them to where people can sponsor your bike ride there next weekend?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send Bill the link because it's just too long to read up over the airwaves.
All right.
It isn't a simple thing to do. I'll send Bill the link and he'll post it up there for me.
All
and
right.
I thank you guys. You take care of me. It's been 8 years.
Yeah, well, it's a good cause, and we'll get it up on the Scuba Radio Facebook page or scubaradio.com here shortly, and then you can go there, click on the link, and sponsor Barry. Who is he's been with Scuba Radio for many years and supported us, and this is the least we could do
and
to give
quite,
back a little
frankly,
bit.
The least that we can do is pretty much what we've always signed up for.
Yes.
Barry, what is the least we can do?
You could sponsor Barry and have him do all the work.
He said, you could get your own boat and come down here and ride with me. All right, we're not doing that, Barry. What's less involvement that we could do?
Well, first of all, it's
a check.
Not a boat. It's a bike. But
come on down to Key Largo, and you can clap as I come riding in.
Let me ask this question. How difficult is it going to be to drive down in the Keys this weekend? Do you guys monopolize Route 1? Are you just all over the road, weaving in and out of traffic?
That's no, we actually question. Take Card Sound Road.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so that's a little less busy intersection, so you can avoid the traffic that way a little bit, too. But still, from getting down from Miami to Card Sound Road at the top of the Florida Keys, you got to traverse some major thoroughfares. But it's real early in the morning, right? Isn't it? Like you
That's correct. It's early. It's early in the morning, but they have police departments from all over. They block the intersections to allow us to keep going, so we don't have to stop. So
yeah.
We basically own the road.
Own the road from what time to what time? Like 4 a.m., is that what you said?
No, 7 a.m., and I would say most of the road should be clear by 11 to noon.
All right, so next Saturday is when this
starts. Yeah, don't plan on going to the Keys in the morning.
Yeah, just don't go early. Go the day before or after 11 a.m., and you'll be fine. Right, Barry?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what it will be. It does get busy at US 1 in Card Sound, so if you need to get there early or wait till around 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Now, the other side of this is that it is kind of insane. It's 150 miles on a bike. 75 miles each way, right?
That's correct. 75 miles each way, and it's really fun to do. I love if you come out, train for a year and then come out with us. Phil, I can't pronounce his last name, the host of The Amazing Race.
Bill
Hogan or something like that. He's going to be down there riding with us this year.
Well, he's insane too, but God bless him for doing it. It's a good cause, and if you want to ride a bicycle for 150 miles and get up at 7 a.m. to do so, hey, you are a better person than I, and that's why I sponsor your ride, because you're doing stuff there's no way in possible that I would do this. It's just beyond my scope of reality.
I don't think so.
You think I can do this?
I'm older than you. If I can do it, I know you can do it. You're Taekwondo black belt, fifth degree Superman.
To be fair, Barry may have been slightly marginally heavier when he started this project 8 years ago.
More than marginally.
So what are you saying? First of all, I'm not saying I couldn't do it. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it.
You become a faster swimmer.
Well, maybe. But, it's much easier to sponsor you, Barry. It really is. But and I support the cause. So I'm with you.
I appreciate that.
I got your back in that regard. Now Bill said this is not a race, but you do end up racing a little bit, don't you? I mean, you're trying to best your time from last year. There's a couple other people that, you know, you might stick with a knife when they're riding by that you just don't like the way they look, kind of thing, right?
I mean, I always try to better my time from year to year, my personal best. And if I can find a group I can draft off of, you know, and just kind of hold on for dear life, I do that too.
Right. But a little bit of road rage takes place if you want to take someone out so you can, like, place higher. That might happen along the route. You just never know. That's what keeps things interesting, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. That's all we need to know. See? There's a little bit of adventure. That's why, you know, the amazing race guy there, is he's going to do this and probably document the whole thing. You never know. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Well, Dan is my buddy, my dive buddy Dan. He's always there beside me to lend a helping hand, my buddy Dan.
That is the Scuba Cowboy and the Divers Alert Network song. Divers Alert Network, a sponsor of Our World Underwater's scholarship fund. I know they're involved in that. Megan Cook is on the line. Megan is the 2012 winner of that scholarship. Megan, welcome to Scuba Radio once again. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. Now, we spoke at Beneath the Sea a few weeks ago in New Jersey. And, you know, you told me about some of the things you get to do as the Our World Underwater Scholarship winner, which is what, Bill?
No. I was just ready to tell you one of the things, one of the fantastic things that she's gotten to do as the Our World Underwater Scholarship winner.
You know already.
I know one of them.
Which is?
She got to go to Boise, Idaho.
And that was from Hawaii.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, this is the thing. I think that if you really want to appreciate the water, the best way to do it is to get as far away as possible. Go to a high-elevation desert like they have around Boise and say, you know what? I would almost literally kill for the chance to get back in the water. And then you really appreciate it when you get back there and the police are chasing you.
Well, she has to stock up on her energy for this world, these world travels she's about to partake in. And potatoes are a good source of that energy. Am I right there, Megan?
Absolutely. Starchy foods, you know, carb load.
yeah, you got a carbo load. Exactly. And get ready because, it is kind of strange because you lived in Hawaii. And you did move back to Idaho, and this is just Idaho is where your folks from. Is that what the deal is? And that's just going to be your kind of home away from home while you start to travel the world for the next year, right?
Yes, this will be my home base. So when I desperately need a break or need to swap out cold water gear for warm water gear, I'll just come back for a little pit stop here in Boise, Idaho.
Pick up a potato, and you'll be good to go for your next round of travel.
Absolutely.
I think there's more to Idaho than just potatoes. It is the gem state, you know.
Well, of course. I knew that. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you're getting ready to take off. And basically, like every few weeks, you're going to go to a different place to do some marine research or work with a dive operation and do this throughout the entire year as the Our World Underwater Scholarship winner for 2012, right?
Yes, experiences will be anywhere from a couple days with a host to maybe up to a month, depending on the experience. But I'll be on the road getting training and doing research, just all kinds of exciting opportunities.
Now, is your phrase, depending on the experience, is that a euphemism for depending on how cute he is?
No, probably more like depending on how long they want to keep me. You know, some things I'll visit sponsors and see factories and gear manufacturers and testing, and that'll only take a few days. But some other research projects, you know, get a little bit more involved and, you know, want to make a bit more of an impact than a couple of days.
Sure. Now, let's talk about some of this stuff. I mean, the schedule's being worked out right now. And you're getting ready to, I mean, well, first of all, when is your first adventure? When do you leave?
Well, I will leave on Wednesday and head to New York City for the annual meeting of the Our World Underwater Scholarship Society.
Okay.
That's when they officially pass the torch. Christian Clark, who was also from Hawaii, was the 2011 North American Scholar. So he is just wrapping up, and I am just about to start. So go to New York and get to sightsee a little bit and have our annual meeting this year at the New York Yacht Club, which should be fantastic.
Okay, we're very excited for you and all, but I'm officially throwing in a protest.
What?
Hawaii is a number of things, but not in North America. It's not.
We count.
Hawaii is not in North
America. Just reach out real far.
It's in the middle of the stinking Pacific Ocean. It is not in North America.
Well, she's in Idaho now.
Well, yeah, you know, just going and hanging out with some potatoes and some gems does not make you a North American. I refuse to accept this. I demand a recount.
It wasn't like a vote.
Sorry.
It wasn't an award.
Never mind. Enjoy the hell out of yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys will have this nice little soiree up there in New York City, and then your first assignment, out in the field is going to be what? What's the schedule?
Well, I'm looking at May for being training boot camp month, I think. I'm going to have the chance to work with some different photographers and videographers to get me really comfortable with the new equipment that we're getting. We've got some great sponsors that give us fantastic gear every year, and I've got to make sure that I know what I'm doing with it before I hit the road. So I think I'll be up in Seattle and also in the Bay Area working with some photographers and also former scholars when they're really going to crack the whip and get me up to speed for this year.
Nice. And that entails like you taking pictures and video and documenting this online, your whole experience online type of thing, right?
Yes, there will be a blog that you can follow throughout the whole year, which is owussnorthamerica.org, and that'll be where you can see pictures and videos and keep up with me as I go. And at the end of the year, one of the final products is to make a video of your year. And so it's important that I know what I'm doing before the end.
Very
when I've
good.
Put it all together.
Nice. Now, other than the obvious highlight of being on Scuba Radio periodically to check in and let us know what you're doing, what are some of the field activities and places you're planning to go that you're really looking forward to? I know there's a couple you had mentioned up at Beneath the Sea that you're really thinking, ooh, this is going to be a great one. But what has happened in the meantime since then? There's still a couple that you're thinking, oh, I can't wait to go here or what?
Yeah, Beneath the Sea, I got to meet just a lot of amazing people and learn about the work that they're doing. We've got some exciting things that are possibilities for the year. I may get to work with Stan Waterman, just a legend in the videography field. I'm hoping to get to work with a group in Australia called Catlin Sea View Surveys, and they're working along with many partners, Google Oceans, and things like that. They're going to essentially make a Google Street View of a section of the Great Barrier Reef so that anyone in the world can zoom in on their computer or on their phone and see what it's like up close to be right in a coral reef environment. And I think that's a really cool project. I hope I get to work with them.
You might actually go down there while they're like filming the data for this project or something?
Yeah, they have these amazing scooter cameras that are big cones, and they swim with divers out in front of them, and they shoot 360-degree film of the reef so that you can, just like Google Street View, look around, look up, look down, see what it's like to be diving, because unfortunately we don't all get to live all the time on the Great Barrier Reef. Some of us have to be in Idaho.
Yeah, well, you know, we went to Australia a few years ago to conduct our own scuba radio research.
And when he says we, he means not me. Go on.
Right. But but I went there with a scientific mind thinking, what could I learn? And we came away with the fact that if you look at the toilet water, it swirls the other way than it does here in the U.S.
That was actually a bidet.
Isn't it shocking?
And it was freaky. Absolutely freaky. All right, we'll talk to Megan some more on the other side, and maybe that gave her, that might have sparked some scientific research right there with her.
That seems unlikely.
Okay, well, we'll find out next.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Spends a lot of time with Angela. I was wondering if maybe she's going to be a nurse.
Pushing down on me, pressing down on you, no man has more. Under pressure.
Megan Cook is the R World Underwater Scholarship winner for 2012. She is on Scuba Radio right now, getting ready to partake in a year of travel related to diving and scientific research of our oceans and water planet. And, Megan, I know you're excited about this adventure, and you've agreed to come in and document some of this on Scuba Radio throughout your travels. We appreciate that, by the way. But, and I know you're working out your travel schedule. You mentioned Australia. You mentioned New York City. Where else are you heading over the next few months as you get ready to partake on this year-long adventure?
Well, one of the things I know I'll be doing this year is going to North Carolina to visit DAN headquarters.
Ah.
They're a fantastic sponsor of our program and really believe in their education and training and medicine mission. And I'm a fitness buff. I've been a Zumba fitness instructor, and I played sports in college.
Hold on one second. I don't know how this managed to sneak past us up until this point in time.
What do you mean?
Exercise in the buff?
What?
Is that what she said?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I was half listening. Okay. All right, so you're going to New York and you're basically.
I love the enthusiasm.
Well, all I can say, Megan, is we're sorry that you have to deal with people like Bill, but get used to it. We're divers. You hear what I'm saying? We're a twisted bunch. That you're getting ready to go hang with for a year. So I'm sure
something happens with all those bubbles. I'm not too worried about
exactly,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, what about your little level of certification? What kind of diver are you right now?
I am a PADI dive master and an AUUS scientific diver. I started diving after my first term of college. I started diving in 2005, and really happy to have worked with the diving safety programs at Oregon State University, where I went to school, and at the University of Hawaii. Great programs, both places.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, Megan, we wish you the best. It's going to be a great adventure. She's going to check in with us throughout the year and let us know where she is. Basically, rub it in.
I'm used to that.
Yeah. And maybe she can whip us into shape and give us a little Zumba thing going.
I might let her.
Dan tips next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 219. With a gloved hand or otherwise, never pet a sea urchin. You might feel a little prick. Did I say that?
What's so funny?
Nothing. I just have a loony sense of humor.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, Nick Bird, the CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network, is with us. You on the road again, Nick?
I sure am.
You travel a lot.
Are you the pot or the kettle in this one?
Yeah, I spend a bit of time on the road as well. You got me.
It seems to me it's usually somewhere with sun, surf, and diving.
I don't tend to get a lot of sympathy when I talk about the planning, do I?
I can't imagine why, Greg.
But planning a dive trip can be a lot of work.
Oh, it's not so bad. And it's worth every minute you spend. A little planning at home can increase your safety and enjoyment when you go abroad.
But, you know, there is a lot to consider.
You can count it all on your fingers.
You think so, huh?
I know so.
All right. What's first?
Well, first, you got to choose a destination with diving compatible with your skills, interests, and budget. If you're an open water diver, don't choose a trip that does mostly technical diving. If you're interested in wrecks, don't choose a trip that focuses, well, mainly on reefs. And for sure, know how much your diving will cost you before you book your trip.
Well, okay, that sounds reasonable, but what's next?
I think a great place to start is to talk to the people at your local dive center. They can often be a great resource when it comes to dive travel planning. They often have experience in the areas that interest you, and they may even be able to make recommendations on various sites, sometimes accommodations, dive operations, they'll likely know restaurants, and they may even be able to point you towards travel agents or all sorts of stuff that you can do when you're not diving. Dollars to donuts, they're even planning a trip to your chosen destination right now that you may not even be aware of.
Okay, keep going.
I like to look for dive vacation packages. These will often bundle both the diving and the lodging, as well as even sometimes food and airfare.
I like finding deals, but what do I do when I find one?
I think a good place to start is to do a little research. I know that sounds kind of boring, but check some travel books and guides. Maybe even look through some dive magazines or the internet. It's good to figure out whether or not do you need things like a visa. Are there currency exchange concerns that you'll have? Are there language or custom considerations? Things like taxes and country entry and exit fees. Are there any travel advisories or health warnings in effect? Are there immunization requirements? Are there airline restrictions on equipment or weight limits? Because this can be really important if you're island hopping, since small planes can't carry much weight and often have limits. What will the diving and water conditions be like?
Oh, hold on, hold on. That felt like a lot of sub-tips you're trying to cram onto one finger.
Absolutely not. All of that information is easily found. Shoot, Dan members can get it all on the WorldQ Planner.
That benefit that comes with Dan membership, right?
Yes. It's real-time travel intelligence. You just type in your destination and everything you need to know, all of your sub-tips, if you will, comes up. Something that easy is hardly worth a second finger.
All right, I'll give you that one. You're on the pinky now.
The pinky, eh? Okay, since we're on P, how about purchase dive accident insurance before you go. Many operations actually require divers to carry it with them. Trip insurance is also really worth considering.
Careful, that's getting close to another sub tip.
No way, it's all insurance.
Fine, you're on the second hand now.
Consider your gear requirements. If rental gear is going to be needed, check to see if your destination dive operation has what you need. If it doesn't, you'll need to rent at home and take it with you. If you're taking your own gear, make sure it's serviced and in good working order.
Gear tip, got it. Next.
Plan on decompression time. Save some for sightseeing, beach time, or other land-based activities for your last day. They're great ways to give yourself that long surface interval before you fly and see what your destination has to offer above the water.
That's a good one. What else?
We recommend making copies of your important documents and information. And this includes your passport and visa if you have one, your certification cards, things like credit cards and bank information, and a great one is emergency numbers like the Dan Hotline.
An excellent idea. Keep going.
Make checklists to help you pack both your dive gear and your non-diving items.
And
what?
And no sub-tip for that one? You don't want to tell people what toiletries to put on their checklist?
I keep telling you, these are all single tips. They're just detail, that's all.
Semantics, right. Okay, what's next?
If necessary, take a refresher course. Brush up those skills before you go, not when you go.
Ha ha! I knew it! It couldn't be done! I'm out of fingers. We're on toes now.
And I'm done.
What?
I'm done.
That's it?
That's it.
No more tips?
Those should just about cover it.
No more sub-tips.
There weren't any sub-tips.
You're not even going to tell me to have fun?
That would be an on-site tip.
Yeah, okay. A tip for another day. A little bit of planning before you take a trip can increase both your safety and fun factor when you get there. It helps you to know what to expect and how to prepare for what you'll encounter. And knowing you're properly prepared will help you relax and enjoy the experience. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Dive travel tips. Those were words to live by right there when you're traveling the world and partaking in your favorite activity, scuba diving. Now, when you do that, you got to pack the sunscreen. And this is becoming more and more important for me. Just ask my dermatologist, who I basically put his kids through college with all the visits and things that I've had to do with him. But, you know, it wasn't that I didn't try. Just I got very sensitive skin, and I probably didn't lather up with the sunscreen like I should have in my earlier years. To help change that, if this guy would have been around 10 years ago, 20 years ago, yeah, I may not have been in as bad shape as I am now. But Dan is his name from Reef Safe. Dan, how are you doing, my friend? Good to hear you again.
Doing great. How about you, Greg?
I'm good. Now, Reef Safe is the sun care or sunscreen for divers because what's unique about it, it's all natural. It smells good. It's good. It feels good. It's good sunscreen in that regard, all the technical stuff. But the great part of it is it's biodegradable and it doesn't harm the reef, which is becoming more and more a problem in our oceans, right? That's it in a nutshell.
And now what we've done is aligned ourselves with Moat Marine Laboratory.
Yeah.
And a portion of the proceeds of Reef Safe sales in the state of Florida and the Keys will be donated to Moat to help with the coral reef restoration in Florida.
Very nice. So not only does the sunscreen not hurt the reef when you're wearing it to protect yourself, but now a portion of the proceeds go to benefit a very good cause here, Moat Marine. They're just south of Tampa. Well, they're in St. Petersburg, right? Or Sarasota, right?
Sarasota.
And they do great research on the reef, and they're involved in a lot of products or projects. The coral reef restoration, that is them too. Are they doing that as well?
They're doing that as well, and that four reef license plate that the state of Florida offers, a portion of that goes to Moat for the research and the reef restoration.
I have one of those.
You do?
Yeah. Right, on the Jeep.
Yep.
So you're doing your part.
Yep.
Are you lathering up with Reef Safe, Bill?
No, I'm just lathering up. The shower's not working at my house, so I'm cleaning up in the bathroom during the breaks.
Okay. Interesting. Well, you know, we've been bringing the Reef Safe to some of the dive shows. We're going to bring some out, I think, maybe at the Long Beach show as well. And the divers are loving this stuff. All this stuff about benefiting Moat Marine and all that, that's just icing on the cake. But they're just liking the sunscreen itself, you know? I mean, do you get a lot of feedback like that from some of the events that you've attended yourself, Dan, or what?
Yeah, they love it because it's fragrance-free, it's very light on the skin, and it stays on their skin for up to 2 hours.
Yeah, so it's water-resistant or waterproof, whatever the case may be. I know we've had a couple of our mermaids down there working some of the shows in the Florida Keys, and I guess the people have walked by and said, well, if it's good enough for a mermaid, it must be good enough for me. It's mermaid safe sunscreen as well, right?
Absolutely, and we've had a lot of fun doing that with the mermaids. So.
Yeah. What are some of those events? You were down there. Well, I know the Seafood Fest last time we spoke, but wasn't there some other event down there in the Keys you guys were doing some stuff at?
Two of them. We just did Ocean Festival, which was a fundraiser for Moat Marine, which was down in Key West.
Okay.
And then we did Island Fest, which it was up at Founders Park in Isla Mirada.
Got it. Okay, cool. And once again, we're going to have some of this stuff out at the Long Beach Show, we believe. And but if you have any trouble finding this at your local dive center or dive shop, all you have to go to is tropicalseas.com, right? Dan, is that the place
Correct.
To start?
Yes.
And get there,
That's
you can order everything online right there and make sure your sunscreen is protecting yourself and the reef. Reef safe.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
I'm not actually the diver, I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Oh, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, 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 when you twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, 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 let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, and the Scuba Cowboy. You hear him playing in the background there. He's getting ready. Well, he's jamming. He's warming up for a gig next weekend in Tacoma. Pup, are you ready for it or what?
I'm always ready to go play in Tacoma.
Yes. Tacoma Dive and Travel Expo is happening next weekend in that part of the country. We were there last year. We had the whole crew there. Had some scheduling issues, so I can't go. So I'm just sending the Scuba Cowboy out there with his own little posse, so to speak. You got everything all set? Are you all ready to go? Guitars tuned up and ready to jam or what?
Absolutely. I can't wait, man. I love that Pacific Northwest group of divers.
Yes, it ought to be fun. Now, have you worked it out? Are you going to go out there and try to do some diving as well, Pup? Or are you going to just kind of go out there and play it by ear?
I think we're just going to go out and play it by ear. I know they had some kind of treasure hunt. They were doing something last year at the show.
Right. Yeah, that's going on again this year. I believe that's on Saturday morning or Sunday morning.
Yeah, I kind of figured as much, but I don't have anything concrete yet, but we'll sure see what happens.
Now, are you going to be playing some of the new songs from that CD you were talking about last week? Some of the new stuff? Is it ready to be performed live or what?
Absolutely. They'll be hearing some of the new Trop Rock songs and some of the new Scuba songs as well.
Now, who are you taking out there? Have you worked that out yet, or are you still kind of going to play that one by ear? Do you get that all set up with a potential mermaid to go out there with you as well?
Yes, we do. I think we're gonna roll with Mermaid Shauna again. She was out there last year at the show.
All right, yeah. So she's going to go out there. She might do the mermaid thing. She may be out there with legs. She may have sold herself to the Sea Witch. We haven't decided yet, I guess. Is that right? Or do we know?
Yeah, we haven't figured out the whole thing, but she's definitely going to be there with bells on and ready to have a good time with the Scuba Radio crew, that's for sure.
Well, no doubt about it. Now, you got that. Now, after that, let's see, we got the Tacoma show next weekend. Then a couple weeks later, we have the Long Beach show, and we've just got our plans together for that. We're going to go down on Saturday night and be there for the show on Sunday. We're not going to be seen, I don't think, on Saturday of that show. That's May 5th and 6th, just for the scheduling. But we are going to be there on Sunday and giving away a trip for two on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Now, I know you're very excited about this, October 6th in the Turks and Caicos, because you're going to provide some entertainment as far as part of the festivities for that little adventure as well, right, Pup?
Absolutely. I'm absolutely pumped up. Love the fact that we're going to Turks and Caicos, and I get to be, that's my first live aboard trip for me.
That'll be his first. Yeah, now, Bill, you've done that trip.
I've done that trip. It's a great trip. You're going to enjoy yourself, except for, and I hate to say this, I'm not 100% sure you're going.
What do you mean?
Well, here's the thing. When you're going to commit the kind of time and energy that Pup is to, to going on a liveaboard trip, you want to make sure everything's going to be right. So he actually contracted with me to get him the most up-to-date weather information possible. And I found a company out of North Korea that said they were putting up a brand new satellite this week.
Mm.
And I'm told there was a teeny tiny problem with that North Korean weather satellite. So apparently, I'm not sure we'll be able to get good information for you. Sorry about that, Pup.
I heard a little bit about that. It was kind of an explosive issue to some degree.
Yeah, that it was, yeah.
Now, you sure there was a problem with the satellite, or was it their prediction that the Turks and Caicos may not be there?
Well, if they fire another one of these satellites up in the air, Lord knows where that one's going to come down.
Correct.
The Japanese can only protect us so much.
I guess basically what you're saying to Pup is he should purchase travel insurance.
Actually, what I'm saying to Pup is you should probably find somebody, I don't know, in the Central Florida area who could slide in at the last minute in case there's something that happens which keeps you from being able to go. Because we'd hate for, I don't know, the hand of a musician to be injured in a hammer accident.
Hmm.
It would be terrible if that happened.
That would be terrible. I'm starting to fear Bill. Did you let him out of the closet a little too early or something here? Greg, what's going on?
No, he's still in the closet.
I think he wants to take my liveaboard spot.
No, he was...
Oh, yes, he wants to take your liveaboard spot.
Yeah. What he was talking about, there could be somebody else standing by. Of course, we have like, seven or eight mermaids in Florida. So that's who he was talking about.
That's not really what I meant.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be an issue, because I know the two mermaids that are already planning on going are real excited, so...
Exactly,
I'm sure sliding another one in there wouldn't be an issue if for some strange reason somebody couldn't make it.
Fair enough.
There are five things I just decided not to say.
Thank you, Bill. I saw it on his face, and trust me, we did that kind of eye thing between the glass, like, nah, don't go there.
Yeah.
Actually, he encouraged me a little bit.
No, I did not. All right, so...
Not Greg, the instigator, no way.
No way. It's Greg the Dive Master. Where's this instigator nonsense coming from?
Exactly.
Anyway, Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network are going to be on board for that adventure as well. That's October 6th through the 13th. 7-day cruise, Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, in the Turks and Caicos with Explore Ventures. Go to exploreventures.com and book your adventure with us today. However, if you get out to the Long Beach show in a few weeks here, May 5th and 6th, you can go to the Dan booth or the Explorer Ventures booth and register for that trip. We're giving away a trip for two on that adventure right there at the show on Sunday afternoon. But it'll be just for those folks there in Long Beach, California. For everyone else,
screw you.
No, no, no. We may have a little surprise up our sleeves here in a couple weeks for you as well. But you'll have to keep listening for that opportunity.
Yeah, don't believe him when he says he's got things up his sleeve. He only wears tank tops to the studio.
Sure. Joanna and the Whale. It's a new movie project in the works, and we got the lowdown for you next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.